WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I am alone, there's nobody there. I have some time to spare whenever I feel this way. I look around at everyone else, having no time to spare whenever I feel this way. Home today is beautiful.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Wound Liquor, with your host and healer, Dr. Anomia. Using his soothing, gentle, and persuasive tones and the healing power of music to cure you of what ails you. And now, here's Dr. Anomia.
Here I am. Hi, it's Dr. Anomia. Welcome to another fine and healthy, nourishing, and edifying edition of Wound Liquor, your very own tailor-made, curated program of the healing arts. And on today's show, we're going to be dealing with a personal kind of phobia for me as well. You know, on each show, I'm going to be dealing with the torments of daily life, you know, psychic damage, things that are, I should say, potentially psychic damaging. They don't have to be at all. But the notion here is we're dealing with phobias that beset the human condition. And one that I'll be talking about today is scolciophobia, which is the fear of earthworms. And it could be the, in general, worms, but I can kind of buy into this, and maybe you can too, hopefully, or you'll know somebody who can and pull them to the radio. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you is it is obviously a phobia of earthworms, or worms. We're going to go earthworms. And it's anxiety like this right now. That's some Kodo drumming in the background, sorry. Anxiety, panic attacks, avoidance, behavior, and there is no known etiology. I mean, a lot of these phobias really just are free-floating. There's maybe a congenital thing, a hereditary thing, a traumatic kind of thing that incurred them, but for the most part, they are so there also could be a cultural social thing. I mean, there's a certain repulsion with insects and worms and things like that. So those are kind of inherited culturally, socioculturally, in the fabric of one's society and cultural being. So avoidance is one of the earmarks of any phobia. And, you know, in this particular case, you're going to avoid anything that deals with earthworms and dirt. If somebody slips you one in a drink, or, you know, has some sort of like snakes popping out of a peanut brittle can, any things like that that, you know, can disturb you and startle you and throw you into a full-blown panic attack. And quite honestly, you know, quite seriously, you know, sometimes panic attacks can be so severe that people become hospitalized. And I certainly don't want you to think that that's, you know, a mainstay with all phobias. I think we're all phobic to something or other. Anyway, what are cures for this? Well, I mean, obviously Dr. Nomia's Wound Liquor, CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. Essentially, it's sort of like a dialectic with, you know, trying to, you know, see that your fears are grounded in a particular experience or a particular worldview and, you know, trying to, you know, worm through that, so to speak, and ameliorate you of those particular symptoms, symptomology, meditation, relaxation, hypnotism. And as I mentioned, of course, Dr. Nomia's Wound Liquor. So the other thing I want to tell you is, you know, again, this whole thing with any phobia. I mean, if you're really crippled by it, and people can be, please see a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a hypnotherapist, as it were. But, you know, in my own particular practice, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you with a curated, here comes the Coda drummers again. Wow. And I'm going to have you sit back, relax. I may come back with a little bit of an addendum for a cure, depending on our time. But anyway, I'm using the power of the ultrasound. And that is a tailor-made, miraculous device I created out of subatomic particles, which sort of, if you kind of think of it, they're medicated. They're medicated infused, I guess is another word for it. If you know what Vicks VapoRub is, it's kind of like that, except mentally. It's a cognitive kind of Vicks VapoRub. So anyway, sit back, and what we'll do is we'll explore this whole idea earthworms and the problems that earthworms can provide for you. Okay, well, enough yakety yak. It's time to heal.
have you ever been booted?
Booted, man!
Yeah, booted!
Yeah, man!
I got to find my babe, I got to find her tonight. She's been speaking out, man, darling, right. Treat me like day, treat me like sound. Well, she kicked me out for another man. She really booted me out, man. Now they dug my titties and they pulled my gun. I'm gonna get that gin just to serve it up. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can dig my titties, you can pull my car, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay all late, I'm gonna take my knife and I'm ready.
Your chance, but you are not special. Learn your your lessons. No such things as blessings. You sing your lip and drink your milk to make you strong. And you ain't wrong to use your skills to get where you belong. You set the match, you take your chance, but you are not special. Learn your lessons, no such things as blessings.
You're listening to Dr. Anomia's Wound Liquor on 88.3 WRCT here in the Pittsburgh area and internationally on the affiliate station XWLR from south of the border, 500,000 watts.
Hello, everybody. This is Milton Kingpin, your host for 1-2-3 Shoot, our call-in rock, paper, scissors show. Only here on XWLR, and that's Saturday afternoons, 6 o'clock. And don't forget our German version, Schnick Schnack Schnook, Saturday afternoons at 8. 1, 2, 3, shoot! Aha, gotcha, I had paper.
Yes, friends, that's 1, 2, 3, shoot, here on XWLR. Beaming to you from south of the border at 500,000 watts.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Yes, yes. Produced at taxpayer expense. Well, you know, some things are just really good, but... All right, I am Dr. Anomia, and I am getting phobic about that Kodo drum soundtrack I'm using as bedding for my vocals, for my narration anyway. We'll persist a little bit and maybe move on to something else if they're absolutely insect-like. There's nothing wrong with them, believe me, but not the best... I guess, for background narration. Anyway, I want to tell you about the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure, weird, Tune in to Audible Sounds Thursdays at 4 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from around the world. And discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved. So we're dealing with scoliophobia, which is the fear of earthworms. And I have a personal confession. I mean, I have fear of earthworms. I don't know when it started. I mean, it certainly has the, the cachet of a cultural kind of repulsion, earthworms. But, I'm a guy and, fishing and all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, I never liked them. I never liked them. And I think it became solidified when I used to attend, actually, years and years ago, CMU had a wonderful film program that I would see in the early 70s, and I went to see Catch-22, the Joseph Heller novel, Catch-22, great film, and in the film, Alan Arkin, it does sound like a bathroom in there with the Kodo drums. Wait, hold on a minute. God, I gotta... Okay. Anyway, can you hear me okay? Anyway, I went to see this movie, and it was wonderful, very wonderful. There is a scene, I think it's a hallucination or, a dream, a nightmare, if you would, where the main character, Alan Arkin, is on a plane that's been, where the pilot has been hit. And the pilot is, is on the ground and of the plane, and Alan Arkin is trying to give him some comfort, and he is undoing his flak jacket. And, I mean, now again, this is a little grisly, but he opens up the flak jacket, and his intestines start spilling out. I mean, right then and there, I mean, that just consolidated and solidified my fear of earthworms, because if you ever seen guts, they look like earthworms. They really do. And, in my medical background, I've seen some guts. So anyway, that's the thing I want to let you know. And that is something that we share. Perhaps, I don't know. Earthworms just kind of jump out of the ground and you're looking at something. And, I'm not a baby. Please, I'm not casting any aspersions. I mean, if you are squeamish about this, I'm not calling you a baby. If anything, I'm calling myself a baby. But I'm not even going to go down that road because that's not really fair. I would get squeamish when I would see earthworms in the ground. Okay. And I would avoid them and all that good stuff. So anyway, let's get back to the show.
Oh! Shkude nam da abre ba
shkude
Oh.
look in her eyes, and I see that it's good, and I say to myself, look in her eyes, and I see that it's good, and I say to myself, look in her eyes, and I see that it's good, and I say to myself, I'm
Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
You get in the mood to wiggle, wiggle.
listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hey there, everybody. This is Milton Haystack inviting you to join me here on XWLR on Thursdays at 1 p.m. in the afternoon for the Past Live Square Dance, where I carefully choose tunes that will bring forth through their vibrations all your former selves, and you can dance with them here over the airwaves on my virtual dance floor. So figure out who you were in the past and get ready to be face-to-face and do-si-do. Yee-haw!
That's the Past Live Square Dance here on your station for alternative entertainment and healing. 500,000 watts beaming north from south of the border.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Hello again. Hi, it's Dr. Nomia. You can call me Doc. Doc still means doctor. And I'm very happy to be with you, and I can feel your healing. And now it's time for the radio calendar. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. This is in effect until February 11th. 937, Liberty Gallery presents Divinity Femininity, the first U.S. solo exhibition of the Zimbabwean contemporary artist Akwudwe Elsie Chiwa, whose multidisciplinary practice explores themes of migrant identity, femininity, and Afrofeminism. Chiwa's exhibition reimagines erased histories and explores the question of, do we have the right to define the divine? On display now through November 19th at 937 Liberty Avenue, downtown. 819 Gallery is exhibiting Analog Holiday by Jesse Best, a contemporary American artist and designer living in Pittsburgh. His style reflects a material-driven process with a focus on acrylic, spray paint, wood, and resin, showing his recent works inspired by the technology and design approach of the mid-century industrial boom. On display October 20th through December 10th. Oh my gosh, wait, that's not in effect. Anyway, I move on further here. Make sure that we're on the same page. Okay. Wood Street Galleries is showing Workflow, the first institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard. Centers on a titular film that explores the velocity, momentum of blackness as it relates to the philosophical concept of acceleration. This notion that the only way out of capitalism is through its intensification on display now through February 11th at 601 Wood Street downtown. Finally, 820 Gallery features MS User by Anisha Bade, an artist and writer from Kolkata, India, who is currently pursuing her MFA at Carnegie Mellon University. Bade's practice investigates pervasive technologies through an examination of their design, diversity, and of use, and their relationship with ideas from science fiction. The exhibition will present a selection of recent work that explores the history of computer interfaces and will feature video performance installations and sound works. The works selected for the exhibition are informed by her interest in digital vernaculars, the process by which new tools and metaphors are appropriated by communities, specifically in urban South Asia, to generate hybrid aesthetic functions. On display October 13th through February 18th at 820 Liberty Downtown. And, all right, and, okay, we're going to go to the music calendar here. I'm doing this on my cell phone again. I have to admit that I have not mastered the technology to access the radio calendar. Everything else is swimmingly happening, I think, within reason, you know, within, you know, human experience, but or, you know, beginning human experience or beginning innocent human experience or something like that. Anyway, let me tell you what's happening musically around town. Saturday, well, let's go to Thursday. Let's go to today, the 8th, at the Preserving Underground at 6:30 p.m. You have Gold Necklace with Mundo and Lobby Boxer. At 6:30 at Stage AE, Greenski Bluegrass with Melt. And at on Friday, you have at Bravado Project at 7 p.m., you have a benefit for PAAR with Frog Legs, Twin Lakes, and Horse. And you have at the Government Center at 6 p.m., I'm sorry, at 8 p.m. at the Government Center, Huki, Malayana Cole, Malena Cole, Gaj, and Find My Friends. And on Saturday, you have, again at Funhouse, Mr. Smalls, 4 p.m., you have Little Fest Punkentine's Day Feet, featuring The Cheats, Murder for Girls, 65 Rats, Eye Candy, Milvin, and the Etnoids, Subarctic Beach Party. And at 7 at Stage E, Peekaboo with L.Y.